Border Force and immigration chiefs have held emergency talks after legislation to fast-track medical transfers for asylum seekers was passed last night. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has met with officials to put in place what he calls contingency measures. It's the first time a government has lost a vote on its own legislation in 78 years, with Labor securing the support of most of the crossbench to win 75-74. Two fires in northeastern New South Wales have been downgraded to watch and act. An out-of-control blaze near the township of Tinga, east of Tenterfield, remains a concern, threatening a number of properties. The Rural Fire Service has confirmed structures near Tabulam were destroyed late yesterday. One person has died from a deadly soil-borne disease in the aftermath of the North Queensland flood disaster. Townsville authorities are warning more cases of melioidosis are expected. Nine confirmed cases are being treated in hospital. Mexican drug cartel boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been convicted of drug trafficking in New York. The guilty verdict could put the 61-year-old behind bars for the rest of his life in a high-security U.S. prison. Federal prosecutors say El Chapo's cartel amassed billions of dollars importing cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine and marijuana into the U.S.